Last week on Fobbies Are Orange, Ness and Jeff ventured into the alternate reality that is Moonside, aka a drug trip. Today, they'll chill with some apes in a cave before finally tracking down Paula. Here on... Mute your mic.
Fobbies Are Orange.
Well, let's get out of here. Oh, let me open this.
Hello, Ness. This is Apple Kid. Just want to let you know that I have invented a new machine that creates trout yogurt. It's pretty awesome. And I'm sending the machine over to you very soon. It should arrive via Escargo Express in Neglected Class. See ya!
Oh snap! That's a monkey!
Dollarama has switched faster.
Go!
And wants you to join him in his underground cave.
Go!
For a monkey rave party.
Go!
It's in the middle of the desert.
Go!
So start doing that.
Go!
Chill, Mango.
Hey, look!
Now it's
coming!
Oh, you must be Ness. I'm from Escargo Express, and I was gonna bring your package. But I stumbled across a massive rave party, dude. Okay, it was in the desert, and there were monkeys, alright? And I'm totally into that sort of thing. So I was hanging out with the monkeys in the cave, watched your package, dude. It was labeled... yogurt something. But it's at the rave party, so if you want to get it, you can go get it, because it's your package.
Isn't that your job?
Yeah, screw you, okay? I'm gonna go smoke drugs and do immoral actions with apes, alright? I am too cool for school, baby. Yeah!
Whoa.
You guys! Okay, now I already talking about the trout yogurt, okay? And I just wanted to let you know, okay? If you happen to find that machine that makes the thing, I need it for Mr. Monotode's special guest. So you just let me know, okay? You tell me.
My special guest would like trout yogurt. Who likes trout?
Flashback. Hey, Paula! Come on over here and do some fishing with me!
Alright, Daddy! I'm so excited to fish with you here today!
Oh, look, you are doing so well, Paula, with your fishing here today. You are catching a trout.
Oh, wow, Daddy, it's so big. I don't think I can handle it.
Pull harder, Paula. Use your strong 5-year-old arms. I'll stand over here and watch because I'm not helpful.
Oh, boy, Daddy, it's coming out. This fish is huge.
You're doing it. Hooray. Atta girl!
I did it! I caught the trout! I'ma eat it now!
No! Don't do that, Paula! You need to cook it first and get rid of the lake germs or you'll die or maybe create a nicotine addiction here today!
Nom, 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 nom. I sure do love the trout fish! Nom, nom, nom,
Paula, no!
Yeah, what kind of weird person would like trout?
Hey, you're Ness, right?
Yeah, that's me. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Tommy. So, what's up?
You have something to say?
No. I just saw everybody come this way, and I thought I'd hop on the bandwagon. You're pretty popular. I saw a monkey, and some hot chick, and a guy I met at the rave. Yeah. I just follow the crowd. I'm a trend follower.
Go away.
Well, you know, I was just gonna...
Go.
Like, you know.
Away.
You scare our friends away, Jeff.
I hate people named Tommy.
Well, we should probably get to the rave party.
To get the package.
Yeah, to bring sexy back.
I can't hear myself think.
I know, this is a great rave.
Kiki Ko Ko Ko, Kiki Ko, Ko Kiki Ko Ko Ko. Will you show me your IDs?
Shoot, we don't have any IDs.
Here you go.
Kiki Ko 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 Ko, Kiko Ko 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 Ko. Enjoy the rave party.
Whoa, Jeff, where did you get those IDs?
I made them.
When did you have a chance to make them?
Now. I just made them.
Oh man, will we beat the game? You should totally take up a life of crime. Do you have any of the good stuff? What good stuff? Seriously, man, shine the wild. All we have is Skull Remedy from episode 3. Dude, that's the stuff! You can pass!
You have finally come. Please, adventurers, sit and listen to my long, drawn-out Morin story.
Alright!
First, let me explain to you how the flow of time works in correlation to the realm of your own dignity and soul. The main membrane of truth is repentance, and under constant surveillance I have mastered the flow and the echo of gravity's pull on my own heartstrings of justice. Thus I knew you would come. It was truly destined that this meeting would occur in order to further aid you on your quest. I am prepared to give you the ancient Dragon Sphere Emerald Necklace of Power, which has been handed down through thousands of generations over hundreds of years, entrusted for this very moment to give to you, Tommy.
I'm Ness.
Oh, what? Okay, well, how about you?
I'm Jeff, and I hate people named Tommy.
Oh, crap. Alright, in that case, just forget everything that I told you. Here, take this trout yogurt machine. Some guy was partying here earlier and left it in the caves.
That necklace sure seemed cool. It'd be a shame if beyond that police department found out what was going on down here.
Okay. Oh, yeah. How about my monkey just teach you how to teleport instead?
Sweet! Go, 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 go!
So you want to teleport?
Go, 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 go!
Well, it's pretty easy. First, run as fast as possible. Great. Then add...
Go, 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 go!
Think about where you want to go. And you'll arrive there instantly.
Run and work. Whatever.
Alright, Jeff, let's give this a shot.
Work.
UNESCO.
Whoa! It was so cool! Jeff, where were you?
It didn't work.
You were running just as fast as me. Were you doing the whirring noise this right?
I was whirring.
Well, you better let me hear you whir.
Man, I can whir, shut up.
No, let's just hear you whir.
Whir.
No, dude, you gotta make it longer.
Whir.
Whir me up something special, Jeff.
Fine.
Is this where you're from?
Yeah, this is my home.
Jeff? Look at Jeff!
Oh god, where?
Well, Jeff, looks like you've learned teleport.
Looks like I have.
Hey, down here! Watch where you're stepping!
Hey! You're the Black Sesame Seed!
That's me.
You don't sound quite like I imagined.
What did you imagine a sesame seed to sound like?
Yeah, I get that a lot. So anyway, I was wondering if you had seen my life partner, White Sesame Seed? She's white and a sesame seed. I've been looking for days, but the desert is large when you're a sesame seed.
Yeah, we saw her. She's on the other side of the desert. But how can you search? I mean, seriously, you don't have any legs, your arms, or...
Shut up, Ness.
I mean, you're the enemy.
Would you mind taking me to her? I would go myself, but... Yeah.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, Black Sesame Seed, you're finally back for me.
Sesame Seed, no, I would never leave you. I love you with all of my shell. Could you maybe move us closer together? I mean, I would, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in every...
And so the sesame seeds were finally united. While their love would blossom and Stevie Wonder will play his tune, Ness and Jeff must finally figure out the mysteries of Paula's disappearance and her abnormal love for trout. Next week on Bobbies of Orange.
Hey, I specifically wrote Fobby or Orange.
You did, and I changed it.
Did you not get the memo? We're changing the name of the show, you jerk.
But it was Fobby with an IE. That's wrong.
Doesn't make much sense.
Guest number Chaz, Black Leader. He is our guest host
Hi,
for the week.
What's up?
Black Leader. Give him an applause.
They're terribly surprised, I can tell.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning any fan fiction or fan art being made of me. That's a horrible idea. I hate you all.